Tiki Tiki Tattle, go and get your paddle. We are off to Story Island. Tonight's story is called Baseball. Thrice upon a time in the sea, far, far away, there's an island. And on that island, there was a
girl named Colette. Colette loved baseball. It was her favorite thing in the world. She thought about baseball all day long. When she woke up, she thought about baseball. When she got dressed, she thought about baseball. When she got on the school bus, she thought about baseball. She wore her baseball hat to school every day. And every day, the teacher said, "No hats in class, please." "Oh, but I don't want to take off my baseball hat. I love baseball," said Colette. The teacher said, "It's not polite to wear a hat in school. But I love baseball, and baseball players wear hats." "You are a student, little girl," said the teacher. "You can be a baseball player on your own time, but in my classroom, you are a student. Please remove your hat." Oh, she was so sad. But right after school was over, she threw on the baseball cap and she ran home and she got her baseball bat and her baseball glove and her baseball. And she went out to the baseball diamond and she started throwing the ball and hitting the ball and running the bases. But she's all by herself. It was so sad. It's kind of hard to play baseball by yourself. I mean, Colette would stand on the pitcher's mound and throw the ball and then try to run as fast as she can and pick up her bat and hit the ball, but she could never make it. Or she'd stand there and she'd hit the ball and she'd try to run out, get her glove on, run all the way out to the outfield and catch it before it fell, but she never made it. She needed friends. She needed teammates. But how was she going to get baseball teammates? So she thought and she thought. And she said, "Oh, wait, there's a playground next door. I'll just go and ask some kids to come join me." So she went over there and she said, "Hey, you want to play baseball? Hey, you want to play baseball? Hey, you want to play baseball?" And everyone said, "Nope, nope, nope." "But why not? We don't know how to play baseball. We don't like baseball. Baseball's terrible. Ooh, I don't like baseball." There were no people on that playground that liked baseball. So she thought and she thought and she said, "Where am I going to get some other baseball players?" And then she said, "I know, at the baseball stadium. That's where the baseball players are." So she went over to the baseball stadium and she walked right in, right onto the field. And the professional baseball team was practicing. And she said, "Hi, I like baseball. My name's Colette. There's a baseball diamond down the street, but I'm all alone." The professional baseball players looked at Colette and they said, "That's terrible. That's horrible. You're all by yourself. How do you play baseball by yourself? I mean, you can't throw and pitch to yourself, and you can't hit the ball to yourself and catch the ball yourself." "I have an idea," said their pitcher. "Why don't we just do our practice on your diamond instead of here?" And Colette said, "Yay!" So the professional baseball team walked down the street with all of their baseball gears and their baseballs and their baseball mitts. And they said, "Okay, Colette, let's play ball." And Colette got to stand there and be a hitter. And the pitcher got up there and threw a 101 mile per hour fastball. "Ah," said Colette, "I'm only 5 years old. You can't throw that fast to me." And the pitcher said, "Oh, so sorry. Let me see. Maybe I'll throw with my other arm. Yeah, that's it. I'll throw with my other arm. In fact, maybe I'll just throw the ball from my mitt. Yeah, that'll be a good idea." And she threw the ball from the mitt, but Colette could not hit it. Oh, no. So they thought, maybe the pitcher shouldn't actually pitch to Colette. Maybe we should just get, like, I don't know, first baseman to do it. So the first baseman came up and first baseman doesn't throw very hard. So then Collette hit the ball way, way far. It got so far that it went right over the pitcher's head, but second base caught it. "You're out," said second base. And Collette said, I don't want to be out. I don't want to play with you. Go home. Everybody go away. And all the baseball players said, "You mean we walked over here for nothing? We were here to play ball with you, and then you want to be a sore loser." And Collette said, "Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. But first you threw 101 mile per hour fastball at me. Then you tried to pitch a ball from a mitt. And then when I tried to hit it, you caught it and you wouldn't let me run to first. I'm so sad." And they said, "You know what? Let's solve it this way. Why don't you come watch our practice? And then afterwards, we'll bring all of our kids and they can play with you." And then she said, "That's a great idea." And that's what they did. They went back to the baseball stadium and they watched 101 mile per hour pitches get hit out of the ballpark. And Collette got to go, "Yay, yay." And then afterwards, all the kids of the baseball players came over to her baseball diamond and played a kids' baseball game. The end. Nighty night.